For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University has received the largest play-in gift in the history of the institution. The Jim and Wanda Lee Vaughn Estate Gift is named after two people who were lifelong educators. Wanda taught speech and drama at Hoxie High School, and Jim was a principal and taught Spanish. Their gift of $3.4 million will be used in numerous ways. Chancellor of Arkansas State University, Dr. Kelly Damphus.
We have created several ways to honor this couple. The Vaughn Excellence Fund, for example, will provide resources to foster strategic initiatives aimed at student success. The Jim and Wanda Lee Vaughn Endowed Scholarship will provide a full scholarship for a student in the College of Education. The Vaughn Gap Fund will be used to provide scholarships to students who have received some scholarship aid, but still have a few financial needs that are still unmet.
And those are just a few of the many ways the gift will be used, and that was Dr. Kelly Damphus. One way is for endowed professorships at Arkansas State University. Three faculty members were the first recipients of the professorships. Dr. John Hall is professor of psychology and counseling at Arkansas State.
This award of this magnitude has far-reaching effects on academics. It really brings teaching, research, and service together for all. And again, I want to say thank you to the late Mr. and Mrs. Vaughn, the College of Education and Behavioral Science, Arkansas State University, for this extreme honor and of an endowed professorship. This is certainly the most significant award that I've ever received, and I certainly hope to put it to good use for all involved. Thank you.
Dr. Charisse Jones Branch is professor of history at A-State.
This endowed professorship will allow me to continue the work that I never thought I would be doing. I didn't start off as an agricultural historian or an Arkansas historian, and that's exactly how I package myself now. I love doing this work. I love telling students about the work, particularly about all of these wonderful stories from within Arkansas that happen right in their backyards, and they generally have no clue. This endowed professorship will allow me to continue doing that work. It will allow me to further engage the students in this work. It will also allow me to represent this university nationally and internationally.
Dr. Argelia Lawrence is professor of metabolic engineering, and she is recognized for her research in rice varieties and for future research coming up.
I'm part of a team that formed a consortium of scientists because we want to address the issue of, we want to make rice more tolerant to stresses. Stresses that are causing the yields of rice to come down. So before this impacts Arkansas agriculture even further, we are using really a lot of powerful technologies to really develop novel varieties that the Arkansas farmers can use in the near future. So I'm very committed to this project. You're going to hear a lot more about it. This is a collaboration, a $6 million collaborative project between scientists at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, at Kansas State University, and at Arkansas State University.
And she says that of the research that will take place, the other two institutions will focus on wheat. Arkansas State will focus on rice research. And during the ceremony, the public reception area adjacent to the Carl R. Ring Student Union third floor auditorium was named as the Vaughn Student Lounge. And the Vaughns were remembered for their love of students, as told by former Hoxie High School student Charlotte Myers, who has fond memories of the Vaughns.
They loved us. Many didn't have any moms or dads, and so they just took all of us in. We would have weekend sleepovers in their barn with their hay. They had horses, ponds. We could go fishing. But their love was that every student mattered. Every student mattered. I mattered. And that's what they have displayed all their life. And they would be so proud today.
And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.